Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Today we're continuing an interview that we started yesterday with Barbie Engel. Now, for those that don't know, Barbie is a former model, cheerleader. She seemed to have it all going with her when her life suddenly changed, and it all became about surviving chronic pain. Doctors had no clue as to what was wrong, and man, I can relate to that. After getting stuck and prodded and examined numerous times, I can relate to that too, she decided it was time for her to take charge. Well, we're continuing her story today. We're going to talk about, in this episode, November month, where we are dedicating it to those who are suffering with nerve pain. And she's going to talk about all the different things going on this month. You need to listen. You need to support her organization. The contact info will be at the end. So right now, we're back into the interview with Barbie Engel.
And I can tell when we go somewhere, be it a grocery store or whatever, I can tell just from riding in the car how it's going to be when I get there. And, you know, I'm not shy about pulling out the cane and you know, using the cane. And then it's when anytime I'm at the grocery store, I always, or Target or Walmart or whatever, we always get a basket so I can lean on the basket and take some of the pressure off the feet.
Yeah, it kind of acts like a walker.
It does. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you're camouflaging it a little bit.
Right. Well, and exactly. And so I was just going to say, a lot of people are, when you said you use your cane, they say, oh, I don't want to show that I'm weak in public, or I don't want to use a wheelchair or a cane or assistive device. But, you know, it can give us more life to use those assistive devices. Mm-hmm. And it could cut back on the amount of chemicals that we need to put into our body to give ourselves brain fog so we don't care. Yeah. You know, it could give us more life. It could give, those tools are there to give us a better life. Even there's a big debate about straws. I don't know if you've heard about the
straws, but drinking straw.
Yes. Drinking straws. There's a part of California that passed a law to ban distribution of drinking straws. But for a disabled person who has trouble with balancing coordination, a straw is very important. It's a tool that we need. Like, I use a straw, and I use plastic cups and straws. One, the plastic cup, if I drop it, because I tend to drop things, it's not glass breaking.
Yep.
So I use a lot of Solo cups, especially. And then I also use a straw so I don't have to tip my head back, because every time you tip your head back, you're cutting off the cerebral fluid from your spine to your brain. Mm. And so drinking with a straw helps people that are disabled and have neuroinflammation in their spine live better, get less dizzy, have less falls. So straws are very important, and to have them banned, It's like, what the heck's going on? The people don't understand that disabled people, it's a tool for us.
Yeah. So what do you got to do? Like, order some on Amazon?
Bring your straws with you if you go to California.
Wow. Which
I do. I do keep straws in my glove box, because sometimes, like, if you go through a drive-thru, they forget to give you a straw. So I keep extra straws in there. But at home, I have my own supply of straws. I even made a baggie for when I go visit my father-in-law to have a straw with my drink. And I leave a baggie of straws over there to make sure that I'm always taken care of. It's just, again, a tool in life that normal people that don't have a chronic condition affects them in these ways. Yep. They don't understand why this tool is helpful. But if you need the tool, use the tool.
Yeah, amen. And that's the point. The smallest things in life that people don't even think about mean a lot to somebody who's hurting. I mean, you know, oh, that's that. Wow. Banning straws. of all the right? legislation they could have passed.
Exactly. And we're like, wait, what is going on? You know, and they ended up doing this other, like Starbucks put out this plastic. And the whole purpose of banning the straws was because it creates a lot of plastic waste. Mm-hmm. Well, they ended up getting these plastic toppers for their cups at Starbucks that are more plastic than it would have been to have a straw.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. So the ban is actually hurting, but yeah. It's especially hurting people with disabilities that need a straw as their life tool.
Maybe they'll make straws a prescription thing, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
So but the insurance company can charge, you know, $200 for a dozen straws. So,
they would do that too, wouldn't they?
Probably. Well, here's a question for you,
and
then we'll get on with. I want to talk about the nerve ember. But A person goes to their doctor, and they've been going there, as we say, they're doing these tests, and they're still not clear what's going on. And you keep complaining about, well, it hurts here or it's numb here, and they get that look, and you know the look I'm talking about. They get that look from their physician, like. You know, they don't really believe what they're saying, like mm-hmm. we're a bunch of hypochondriacs or something. How should a person react in that situation?
You say, well, if you're not able to help me, let me know so that I can go on to another provider that would be able to help me. Or just flat out tell them, I'm gonna leave now, which I've done. I've done at an ER. They're like, what are you doing? I am leaving. You just told me you can't help me.
Mm.
I'm too complicated. I am leaving. This is me getting off the bed and putting my shoes on. And they're like, but you can barely walk. Like, yeah, but the next hospital will hopefully be able to help me.
Mm. Wow.
You have to not be afraid to leave. And remember that you're paying the bill. Even if it's your insurance, you're still paying your premium. So you're paying the bill. And you're responsible. Don't call your friend afterwards and go, I let them put this needle in me knowing that it was going to hurt me because I just had to prove to them that it was going to hurt.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, don't put yourself through something. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to be your own chief of staff. And if they're like, we want you to do this test and you've done this test with four other doctors, you can say, look, I've done this test. I can get you the results. I will send you the test.
A lot of the results are online. I mean, you know, the computers share it, you know.
Well, that's one of the problems. And electronic medical records are great in theory, but they don't talk to each other. So each doctor's, it's like having Google or Chrome or Explorer or Firefox. Like there's a million different browsers and the browsers can't talk to each other.
Right.
So you think how easy is it to share, yet at the same time, I still print off all of my records. And when I go to a new provider, I bring the records that I believe that they may need with me.
Yeah. Because I have all my list of all my medications on my phone.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the questions they'll always ask. I say, here you go. Yeah. Just start copying.
You know what I do? I make a one pager. I've made a one pager and my providers love it. And it has all my medications, if I need refills, my dosages. If I've had a bad reaction to a medication, I have a list of that on that one pager.
That's a
list
good
of
idea.
All my procedures. Yeah. And when I go to any doctor appointment, I write, see attached. And I attach my one pager to their paperwork. So I put my name, my date of birth, if there's any changes in insurance or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But any of the common questions, like what medications are you on? It physically hurts my hands to sit there and write it all out over and over. And I see too many doctors. So I just bring that one pager with me. And my doctors keep the new one pager at the top of my chart every time I go.
Amen. Yeah, that's a good idea because I hate that.
You go back I just need the attack. I'm not. Yeah. And I've had over 50 medical procedures. I can't sit there. It would take me longer than the amount of time I'm supposed to be there for the appointment to get half my list written down.
Yeah, and you know how long you wait in the doctor's office normally?
A long time. Yeah.
And I've been still filling out the paperwork when they come out to get me.
Exactly.
Just bring it with you. You know?
Yep. I suggest a one pager, and my doctors love it. My primary care doctor, if I am on my way to the ER, I call him and let him know, and he can pull my one pager and give the hospital the information before I arrive.
Wow.
That's most important to what's going on with my health at that moment.
Yeah. You sound like me. I have my primary care physician's cell phone number.
Me too. Yeah.
And he said, call me, you know.
Yep.
Before you go down to see somebody else, call me, you know. So
yeah. And I've been through oncology last year. And my oncologist, when I went in for lumpectomy, I had complications. Mm. And she said, she gave me her cell phone number after that and said, if you ever have a doctor that wants to stick you with a needle and they don't understand why that's a bad thing, you have them call me. I will tell them. I saw firsthand what it does to you.
Yeah.
And she is like, if they can't get a hold of your other, you know, your primary care doctor, they can call me. Don't let them do it.
Mm. Amen. That's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome that they were willing to do that, not awesome that it's happening.
So, right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's shift gears a bit. November's coming soon, and your foundation has something special going on. Tell us what it is.
Woohoo! Yes, we are doing our annual project, Nervember, NERVEMBER. Nerve and Ember added together is part of November. And it's all about nerve pain awareness. There's over 100 medical conditions that involve nerve pain. And so during the month of November, one of our goals is to promote public and professional awareness of neuropathy conditions and how they affect our lives, our family, our friends, and the disabling pain and other conditions and symptoms that it brings on. We do action-oriented public awareness, education, and pain policy improvement through activities and efforts. We have daily tasks. This year's theme is Go Orange. And orange is the color that is most happy, but it also is, according to Frank Sinatra, it's the happiest color. But it's also the color for nerve pain awareness. So we use orange a lot. It's in our logo. It's also all over our websites and Facebooks and all the information that we put out. And we want people to go orange to help raise awareness for Nervember, for nerve pain diseases. And that's everything from arachnoiditis to TMJ disease to trigeminal neuralgia, neuromuscular dystrophy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, gastroparesis, reflex sympathetic dystrophy, small fiber neuropathies, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, polyneuropathy. I mean, there's over 100, so I'm not going to name them all, but there's a lot of them. And each day we pick a different condition and put out educational facts about that condition to help the public learn and understand about the different neuropathies and nerve pain that are affecting people.
Amen. And I know last year, I don't think I was able to participate every day, but at least 2/3, 3/4 of the days I was on there, you know, interactive with your Facebook group and you know, doing the little procedure and then sharing it with my Facebook group and just to let it be known. We need to get the word out about, you know, this Nervember, not just because it's something that Barbie is doing, but because it's making an awareness that many people, I mean, I talk to people all the time and I tell them about your foundation. They're like, oh, really? You know, so we need to make them aware of the resources that's available to them.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing, is just to get public awareness.
Right. We want to plant the seeds so that maybe if you aren't in the position to need the resources that we offer now, if down the road you or someone you know and love or even hate, if everybody deserves care, if you can remember International Pain Foundation and know that our website translates into more than 30 languages. This is a project that we do around the world. We have participants from Israel. We have participants from Australia and Germany and Ireland and Japan. Canada, United States, Mexico, like literally we have countries, patients from many different countries. This isn't something that just affects Americans. This is something that is worldwide, that affects patients around the globe. And getting treatments for nerve pain, because there is different nerve systems with peripheral nerves and central nerves and mediated pain and independent pain and small nerve fibers and large nerve fibers. There's so many different conditions as well as treatments. People don't realize how many treatments that there are, but one treatment might not work for you. It might work for another nerve pain disease, but knowing that there's options, knowing that there's hope and that there's help is life-giving, and we definitely need to share.
Yeah, amen. Now, is this just something that is going to be focused around your website, or are there other organizations that around the country that are participating where someone could hook up with something locally going on?
We do have local events that go on, and we try to list them on our website as well as on our Facebook page, and let people know of the different things that are going on in the meetups and the in-person events. But there's also, for those who are bedbound, you can be home. Like you said, you were sharing and you were liking and tweeting and favoriting and telling people about. That's what we need. We need people to be like a little electrical ants and share it out and share it out with the world and spread the word and let people know that there is options, there is treatments, there is hope, there is support. There is friendship, there is fellowship, and we work with many different groups, and some are prayer groups, and some are, hey, let's get together and go down to the hospital and visit the patients that are stuck in the hospital this month, or there's many different things that can be done, and we're hoping that even more people will join. In past years, we've had up to almost 50 million interactions around the world. And to see it grow from an idea on an airplane back in 2009 to where it's grown over the years, it's definitely something that is a movement and a fellowship of let's all come together. Even if we all don't have the exact same nerve pain disease, we can come together as a nerve pain community and share what we're going through to help ourselves and to help others.
Amen. And that's the important part is understanding there are other people out there with the same thing you're going through. I mean, like you said, it might be different levels, different things. Pain is still going to be the central issue, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and, challenge.
folks, just when I talked to Barbie last year when we were doing this We did our first interview in like March or April, and then you're talking about November, so we got you back on towards fall. And this is the third time we've talked with her now. But just from that first interaction when she was telling about this organization, and I got on there and started interacting with people in the Facebook groups and just talking to Barbie, I could understand everything she was telling me about what she was going through. She was understanding what I was saying. And just knowing that somebody else cares is so much. That's probably more therapeutic than any of the pills I was taking, because you feel so alone. You're stuck in the house. You're not, the family's going out to, whatever.
The fun part.
Our family, our family likes going out on nature trail walks and stuff like that. Papa does not do that. So I'm stuck at home. And you're sitting there. And it's so easy to get depressed over things like that. But knowing that you can just get on and get some resources and a chat with someone. Open up a chat box and these things are so therapeutic. That's why I asked Barbie to come back on. Let's talk about Nerve-ember, because this is the big push for the recognition to get the word out there again and get everyone reinvigorated, refired up, because the holidays are coming. There's going to be so many holiday activities that I can't go and do, walking around, my family's going up to New York City and looking at the big Christmas tree and all that stuff. I can't do that. I can't sit that long in the car. You know, I mean, let alone walk around. Oh, God, I couldn't even imagine walking around New York City. Oh, no. Even if I was healthy, I wouldn't want to do that. But you get what I'm saying? We have to.
I see what you're saying. My husband and I went to New York for a pain conference, and we were filming. He was walking down the Broadway Street, I believe, and he was doing a 360 camera, and pain patients that watched the video, I would fall behind and he would walk ahead and circle around, and he'd be running and going into stores and stuff. And then he would circle back around to me, and the people that were following me on the camera were like, I was so worried about you. I couldn't find you. You got lost in the crowd and you got so far away from Ken because I was so slow walking that. Ken was like showing all these things and talking about all this stuff, and I'm like way back there, and then he would circle back around and they'd be like, oh, sure, Barbie's okay. But yeah.
I can relate, because I'm just the same way. When we do go somewhere, say, so just go on ahead, I'll catch up, you know.
Oh, yep, exactly.
Yeah, man. Barbie, if someone needed to get some information from your organization, most of the stuff on there is free.
Yes.
And how can they do that? How can they get information from your website?
You go to internationalpain.org, and you can click around and see all the condition information. You can see all the projects that we're working on. You can see our patient awareness programs, which is all about the legislation and things that we're working on with the laws, rules, and regulations around the United States. We've also done a little bit of regulations help in Australia as well. We have our list of resources on there, and everything from our educational webinars, finding a provider, one of my favorite apps when patients are like, my doctor's just not understanding or listening or offering me anything. Here's a place where you can go find a provider and put in your specific information, and they will tell you all the providers around you. If they take your insurance, how much the different treatments and procedures will be with your insurance or without, all of that. We have a youth section. We also have a whole media section. We have our app if you're into phones and smartphones. We have a digital app you can download onto your phone and pull up info. We've had patients pull up our disease bookmarks, we call them, in our app in their doctor's office to say, well, what about this symptom? And I'm dealing with this and this and this and this. And here's this bookmark of quick facts to discuss with your doctor. And you know, there's a lot of resources in there that you can take and use, and we also have blogs and radio shows that are all about chronic pain listed in there. And then you can also, at the bottom of every page, there's a quick connect form. And you can, if you have a specific question or need a resource that isn't on our site, we might be able to help you with negotiating with your insurance company or appealing a doctor's decision. All of that can be done through our Quick Connect form, and we can set you up if you need peer-to-peer mentoring through our Quick Connect program as well.
Amen. You also have, you're on Facebook.
Yes.
What's the Facebook group name?
International Pain, or sorry, on Facebook we're iPain Foundation. But if you type in International Pain or iPain, I is in the letter I for international. Okay. Not eyes in your eyeball, although we do work with people that have eye pain.
Think about that. Yeah.
you can get involved with our Facebook page. We also have a suicide education prevention group on our Facebook page that we work with, so you can get through our page. Yeah. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. So that we reach a wide variety of people that use different platforms.
And are all the links on your website for Instagram and all that stuff? Okay.
Absolutely. At the top of every page, there's all of the links for all the different ways to stay in contact with us and get in touch. And we even have a YouTube page that has a lot of great videos, and some of them will bring you into the OR for certain procedures so you can see what to expect if you're going through that procedure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a lot of different information in a variety of ways to get that information. Mm-hmm. We also have our proclamations on there and other awareness projects and programs that we do throughout the year.
Yeah, I was going to say that this isn't just a, you know, we only work in November type of thing. You have stuff going on. You have exactly. stuff going on all year long.
Right. It's Nerve Pain Awareness Month is a good time to get the media involved and bring the world together into our community. But we have events and activities all year long, and awareness doesn't stop for us. It's chronic awareness.
And you are also a public speaker. You travel around talking about this, right?
I do. And my busiest months are September, October, November. Mm-hmm. Every year, those are my busiest months. But I do speaking in presentations and keynote speeches mm-hmm. throughout the year at different conferences. I teach providers and patients and caregivers and the public, so mm-hmm. a wide audience that I speak to.
Okay, and can they request you to come speak at a conference through your website?
Yes, my personal website is barbyingle.com, BARBYINGLE. .com, and you can book me through there, as well as my verified Facebook page has a booking option as well. And I'm also on Webfluential if people want to hire me to help them with their marketing campaign on social media.
Amen. Amen. Barbie, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule today. We're all out of time. I could talk to you for an hour or more, easy. I know.
For sure.
You know, the important part I wanted to get was you have resources out there, folks. You have to find them. And Barbie has put links to so much on her website. You owe it to yourself to go to the internationalpain.org website and check it out, because you can find, I can almost guarantee you will find what you need somewhere on there. And if not, use a contact form and ask. And they'll get right back to you. Right?
Yep. Absolutely. Perfect. Well,
Barbie, thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today. I look forward to talking to you again in the future. And we will have to hook back up once the first of the year rolls around to see how everything went in November. How's that?
Awesome. Right. Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me once again.
Not a problem. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Barbie Engel and myself, this is Pastor Robert Tibber reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.